It might have been possible, if you could carry a light to show the way. But in Ember, there was no such thing as a light you could carry with you. Outside lights were fixed to their poles or to the roofs of houses. Inside lights were set into the ceiling or had cords that had to be plugged in. Over the course of Ember's history, various clever people had tried to invent a movable light, but all of them had failed. One man had managed to ignite the end of a stick of wood by holding it against the electric burner on his stove. He'd run across the city with the flaming stick, planning to use it to light his journey. But by the time he got to the trash heaps, his torch had gone out. Other people latched on to his idea. One woman who lived on Dedlock Street, very near the edge of the city, managed to get into the unknown regions with her flaming stick. But the stick burned quickly, and before she could go far, the flame singed her hands, and she threw it down. Everyone who had tried to penetrate the unknown regions had come back within a few hours, their enterprise a failure. Lina and Clary stood by the open door of the greenhouse and watched Sag shuffle toward the city. As he neared the trash heaps, two guards who had been sitting on the ground got to their feet. They walked over to Sag, and each of them took hold of one of his arms. "Uh-oh," said Clary. "Those guards are always looking for trouble."
"But Sag hasn't broken any law," said Lina.
"Doesn't matter. They need something to do. They'll get some fun out of scaring him."
One of the guards was shaking his finger at Sag and saying something in a voice almost loud enough for Lina to hear.
"Poor man," said Clary with a sigh. "He's the fourth one this year."
The guards were marching Sag away now, one on either side of him. Sag looked limp and small between them.
"What do you think is out in the unknown regions, Clary?"
Clary stared down at the ground, where the light from the greenhouse was casting long, thin shadows of them both.
"I don't know. Nothing, I guess."
"And do you think Ember is the only light in the dark world?"
Clary sighed.
"I don't know," she said.
She gave Lina a long look. Her eyes, Lina thought, looked a little sad. They were a deep brown, almost the color of the earth in the garden bed. Clary put a hand in her pocket and drew something out.
"Look,"
she said. In the palm of her hand was a white bean.
"Something in this seed knows how to make a bean plant. How does it know that?"
"I don't know," said Lina, staring at the hard, flat bean.
"It knows because it has life in it,"
said Clary.
"But where does life come from? What is life?"
Lina could see that words were welling up in Clary now. Her eyes were bright, her cheeks were rosy.
"Take a lamp, for instance. When you plug it in, it comes alive in a way. It lights up. That's because it's connected to a wire that's connected to the generator, which is making electricity, though don't ask me how. But a bean seed isn't connected to anything. Neither are people. We don't have plugs and wires that connect us to generators. What makes living things go is inside them somehow."
Her dark eyebrows drew together over her eyes.
"What I mean is,"
she said finally,
"something is going on that we don't understand. They say the builders made the city, but who made the builders? Who made us? I think the answer must be somewhere outside of Ember."
"In the unknown regions?"
"Maybe, maybe not. I don't know."
She brushed her hands together in a time-to-get-back-to-work way.
"Clary," said Lina quickly. "Here's what I think." Her heart sped up. She hadn't told this to anyone before. "In my mind, I see another city."
Lina watched to see if Clary was going to laugh at her or smile in that overly kind way. She didn't, so Lina went on.
"It isn't like Ember. It's white and gleaming. The buildings are tall and sort of sparkle. Everything is bright. not just inside the buildings, but all around them, too, even up in the sky. I know it's just my imagination, but it feels real. I think it is real.
Clary said, And then she said, where would such a city be?
That's what I don't know, or how to get to it. I keep thinking, there's a door somewhere, maybe out in the unknown regions, a door that leads out of Ember and then behind the door, a road.
Clary just shrugged her shoulders. I don't know, she said. I have to get back to work. But here, take this. She handed Lina the bean seed, took a little pot from a shelf, scooped some dirt into it, and handed the pot to Lina, too. Stick the bean in here and water it every day, she said. It looks like nothing, like a little white stone, but inside it there's life. That must be a sort of clue, don't you think? If we could just figure it out.
Lina took the seed and the pot. Thank you, she said. She wanted to give Clary a hug, but didn't, in case it would embarrass her. Instead, she just said goodbye and raced back toward the city.